Get deeper insights on the news from Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And, you know, the nature of friendships in our lives always changes over time, like all things do. But today in particular, men are reporting having fewer friends than ever and are reporting feeling higher levels of isolation, anxiety, and loneliness. So we want to dig into how do we address that troubling trend and how do we start to rebuild that connective tissue so important. Michael Mooney is a New York Times bestselling author. He also writes for ESPN, Rolling Stone, The Atlantic, GQ, many others, and had a great piece in Deseret.com about lonely men, the sounds of silence. And Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So let's dig right on in terms of friendship and men in particular, who I think are pretty disconnected and may be more isolated than ever. What is happening and what's the antidote to all of that?
Well, the term that's been used is friendship recession or epidemic of loneliness for men. And basically, men have fewer friends on average than men did 30 years ago. The percentage of men who say that they don't have any close friends has multiplied like four or five times over the last three decades. So there are a lot of men who just don't feel like they have an enormous amount of people who are really close to them outside of their families.
Yeah. And so you said, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Well, in terms of the antidote to that, you know, we don't really know, right? The only answers that we have right now are work really hard to try and keep in touch with friends, make friends and keep in touch with them the way that you might apply yourself at, say, like exercise.
Mm. Yeah, so important. And I want to unpack that just a little bit, but I want to dig a little further into one of the things that you said in your piece at Deseret.com, that male loneliness isn't a side effect of the way our society is structured. It's a direct effect. Explain that for us.
Yeah. So, you know, by and large, society has been structured by men over the last couple of centuries, and usually for the people in power, who still majority are men. But as a society, we don't really expect men to show an enormous amount of emotions. You know, we don't. Stoicism is a virtue in our society. You know, we might gather to watch two men beat each other up in some sort of ring, but we don't want to see them show much emotion about it.
Fascinating. And so as you look at kind of the downstream to all of that, and again, between social media, I think has an interesting component to this. Video games, I think, has another component to it. I think what we're doing with our young men has a lot to do with it. What are some of the other things that you think are impacting that isolation, that disconnection?
Well, I think social media is one of the biggest elements. From my perspective, you know, what has really changed over the last 30 years in our society? Well, we used to look around at the world and then occasionally look at a computer or the internet. Now we often will spend a lot of time looking at our phones or looking at the internet and have to look up to look at the rest of the world. And the more that we're connected as a society through things like social media, the less that those connections allow for things like emotions and the deep kind of connections that humans have had for millennia.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's so fascinating. And as you look at that and see that play out in society, what are some of the other indicators that we're seeing, or what are some of the things that we should be mindful of in terms of how we start to kind of change the dynamics there?
Well, you know, in the worst case scenarios, really, really lonely men might lash out with violence, might be the kind of people who would be vulnerable to, terroristic type mm-hmm. influence that, you know, but even if it's nothing that even if it's something close to that bad, it's still just a lot of men who are isolated, a lot of men who are fathers and husbands, who are brothers and sons, who just don't have really deep connections with people outside of their family. And that can manifest in so many ways, right? You have things like the incel movement, online, which are men who have kind of come together and bonded over their disdain for a lot of elements of society, mm-hmm. including women. And there's just so many of those ways that loneliness manifests for men, especially.
Yeah, and I think especially as we try to overcome some of those, some of that stoicism, some of the rugged individualism, and just kind of, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, gut it up, you know, it's not that bad. Your job is to just keep going. And figuring out the way in terms of having some of those more authentic conversations, having that courageous vulnerability to say, hey, I am struggling, or hey, this is tough for me. How do we get to more of those kind of conversations?
It's really hard, right? That it requires vulnerability is the right word. It requires an enormous amount of vulnerability. And it is a level of courage to speak up about that kind of thing. It's also finding the right venue, right? Somebody might have the impulse to share their emotions, but some venues are going to be better than others, right? A friends group or some sort of social group or a church group or something like that is a much better venue than, say, work or strangers who are not expecting this kind of thing. You know, and it's really difficult because it is so ingrained in our society that kind of, you know, rub some dirt on it and keep going mentality has been such a key part of especially in America, but even in other countries, been such a key part of the way that our society is structured that it's very difficult to find the threads to pull so that people can feel comfortable sharing emotions, men especially can feel comfortable sharing emotions in a way that doesn't, you know, ruin their lives or make it incredibly uncomfortable for somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's a real important point to all of that. It's such a fascinating topic, and I love the fact in your piece that you looked not just at the U.S., but you looked around the world, and it is a global challenge, I think, for a lot of men to just find that space. And as you said, those what threads do you pull on? What's the avenue and setting to create space for those conversations to happen?
Yeah, I mean, in Japan right now, this is a major demographic crisis that they're having. They call it, I'm gonna slaughter the pronunciation of this, but I believe it's called hikikomori, which is translates roughly extreme recluses. And this is a huge number of men, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of men who have essentially isolated themselves, and they don't interact with almost anybody else in the world and almost nobody in the real world. And the government and a lot of nonprofits there have studied ways of trying to integrate those men back into society. And some of the things that they've tried are things like videos of women that men can practice making eye contact with. You know, it's down to the elemental parts of these relationships.
Yeah, so fascinating. That whole movement, that hikikikomori, those extreme recluses, I think we're seeing that not just in Japan, but in a lot of places where it is just becoming more and more reclusive, or the only interaction is, you know, through a video game or a chat of some sort or another. Well, this is one of those crucial conversations, an uncomfortable conversation we got to get more comfortable with in our society. Great piece at Deseret.com. Michael Mooney, New York Times bestselling author. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. That's Michael Mooney from a New York Times bestselling author. Great piece about loneliness and men in particular, that we've got to have that connective tissue. We've got to create space for the crucial conversations to happen. We'll step aside for bottom of the hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next.